afternoon, guys. Hope you're well. Same process as ever. Mike's on either side. We'll set an embargo partway through for 10:30 this evening. Start with Simon, please.
Hi, Pep. You've already been down to Luton once this season and were given a pretty difficult game. What are you expecting tomorrow night?
Even more difficult. Not necessarily just against us. We saw against all the games I played there. In the top side, so not even there. So, and the reason why is very clear. So football go in the direction for the Luton play. So aggressive, it doesn't matter if you are at top of the league or in the bottom or in the middle. Courage to play, face the challenge without any fear. And after, it's not just that. So they have played direct channels, but at the same time, they have the ability, I think, improve a lot since we met them there with the build-up with Barkley Lobotka, and the patterns are so clear. And they play really, really good with the ball and make many, many sense. So quite similar game, I would say, like Bournemouth for the way they play. But it's Premier League away, FA Cup. I could not expect differently from my experience. And these years I've been here in England.
City have got a phenomenal record in the FA Cup. They reached the semi-finals last 5 years and obviously won it last year. You spoke very glowingly about your players at the weekend. What motivates you to keep going and keep winning all these trophies and winning all these difficult games?
How nice is that? As much you prove that feeling, I don't have any doubts that we're going to try. So after that game, February is over. So just 3 months, end of the season, and we arrive here, still being there. So tomorrow is a final, like in Premier League every game, and of course in Champions League. So the decisive part of the season is here, ahead of us, in front of us, not far away, in front of us, and we are going for it. So of course, when you play last 16 until semi-finals, it's still two games, and I know in FA how difficult it is. But it's a good test to find how is our rhythm, our mental consistency, to the what we have in the next month, that everybody knows what we are going to play for.
Hi, Pep. Pep, is this the part of the season that you enjoy most, getting to the end and coming towards winning trophies and maybe winning another Premier League?
Yes.
Why is that?
It's better to play for that than being a 10 in the table and no chance for that. So playing every game, that the feeling that if you lose, bye-bye. So it's so nice. Problem is September, October, that you see the expectations far, far away. So in that moment, you don't have to think about any titles. Not even now, I would say. We'll define the end of March, beginning of April. It depends on what we have done this month. Tomorrow and this month will be our options. But arriving here, and I said where we come from, that every human being had a tendency to relax and see ourselves, how nice we were, how nice many good things have done in the past. If you behave and you every single day in that mindset, you are not in the position that we are right now. And we could think about that. Being in every stadium, think, okay, how good, you know, we are as a team, what we have done. It's completely the opposite. That's why I said many times, because I adore to defend my players, what they have done, because I know how difficult it is. Because it's not what we have done last season. It's the last 5 seasons. That's why it's come from accumulate many, many, many compliments and many things, and still we are, you know, the humility or the being humble, in the same time competitive to do it again.
Pep, on that, the last couple of weeks specifically, we've seen other teams, your rivals, get big wins. We've seen big celebrations. You're very, very calm. Does that come from an experience, and is that a strategy that you're you've learnt over the years in these crucial parts of the season, having that calmness and being in control of everything?
What is the big celebration?
Well, we've seen other managers on the pitch fist pumping or celebrating, but they've been emotional moments. Whereas you,
sometimes I do it too, sometimes don't. So I know they do it every day, but sometimes. But everyone is everyone, so it's not a big problem. Celebration, we celebrate a lot against Brentford at home in a way. And you know, celebration when we won in the last minutes for Oscar to score in Newcastle, and of course it's not that. We know we're playing for, so. I think against Roma we could not celebrate it because we were that exhausted. And maybe they have not even energy to celebrate, but of course we are really, really pleased to do it. And I know how they are playing our opponents, especially even Aston Villa, but especially Arsenal and Liverpool. It's going as goals 3, 4, 5 goals a day. So that means they are almost unstoppable. But yeah, still we are there. And we will see what can improve to continue to winning games.
Does the next month define your season in many ways, when you've listed off already the fixtures coming up in the
next season? Help us to still have one more next month defined, like we have one more month to play for the title, but not define anything. But define to be still there.
But you can lose it, I suppose.
The titles?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. One colleague of yours, not here, not today, a month ago, I said, oh, if you lose that game and that game, you go to Saudi Arabia, you can stay 12 points behind Liverpool. And I said, yeah, but we cannot be 12 points behind Liverpool. So, yeah, we can lose, but at the same time, what's happening tomorrow, win and the next win. So my mindset, our mindset is not thinking the worst scenario, thinking at the same time, you can control your mind to think it's going to be bad, it's going to be well. You'll be fine. But if you want to lose, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, hi, Pep. Yeah, just to check on the squad, Jack, how is he after the weekend?
Good.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Josko, how long? Josko Gvardiol, how long do you expect?
He's good too.
Right, he's available, is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
Training tough, but he's training without much pain. And still didn't train with us, but he's in the birds to come back.
No other knocks then after the weekend at all?
Training this afternoon, but I think everybody's fine.
Okay, set the embargo for 10:30 this evening. Start with Jamie, please.